Pod Quiz 1050. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1050. Well, the episode number is divisible by 10, and you know what that means. There is a prize round coming up later with the chance of winning a Pod Quiz t-shirt.
Round one.
We'll start this week with an intros music round. You're going to hear five pieces of music, and for each I'd like you to tell me the name of the artist and the title. And as normal for this round, you're only going to hear the first few seconds of the song.
Question one. Question two. Question three. Question four. Question five. Round two.
Round two is on fictional planets.
Question six.
Which planet was the birthplace of Superman, with Rock from that planet neutralizing his superpowers?
Question seven.
The planets Hoth, Dagobah, and Tatooine all appear in which film franchise?
Question 8.
Which of these fictional planets did not appear in Star Trek? Kronos, Pandora, or Vulcan?
Question 9.
Arrakis is a desert planet that first appeared in which 1965 novel by Frank Herbert?
Question 10.
What shape is Bizarro World, a fictional planet appearing in American comic books published by DC Comics?
Round 3.
Round three is a quickfire round on French borders. For each of the following five questions, I will give you a letter of the alphabet, and I would like you to tell me the country that borders metropolitan France, in other words, no overseas territories, that starts with that letter.
Question 11.
G.
Question 12.
I.
Question 13.
B.
Question 14.
M.
Question 15.
A.
Round 4.
Round 4 this week is a Who Am I round. As normal for this round, there is only one answer, and that is the name of a person. The questions come in the form of clues to that person's identity, and the fewer clues you require, the more points you score.
Question 16.
I was born in Ulm in southwest Germany in 1879.
Question 17.
I emigrated to the USA after the rise to power of the Nazis in Germany and became a US citizen in 1940.
Question 18.
I received the 1921 Nobel Prize in Physics for the discovery of the law of the photoelectric effect.
Question 19.
One of the most famous photographs of me shows me sitting in a car on my 72nd birthday, sticking out my tongue.
Question 20.
I'm famous for the mass energy equivalence equation E equals mc squared.
Round 5.
Okay then, it's time for the prize round. As usual, you have a chance of winning a PodQuiz t-shirt here, and there's also a consolation prize drawn from all entries, so it's always worth having a go. There are 5 general knowledge questions here, and I would like you to write down your answers and send them in an email to quizmaster@podquiz.com. If you say where you're from, that's very helpful. Then in a couple of weeks' time, we will have a draw from all entries with all 5 answers right, and the winner receives a PodQuiz t-shirt. So let's get started.
Question 1.
Let's start as usual with a music medley. I'd like you to tell me what connects these artists.
Question 2.
Which word can follow book, lower, and stare to form 3 new words?
Question 3.
This is the picture question. If your equipment supports it, you should be able to see the picture right now. If not, it's on the website, www.podquiz.com, where there is also an alternative question for people who can't do picture questions. You can see there is a map there, and I would like you to tell me which country is highlighted.
Question 4.
On this day in 1974, Josip Broz Tito was elected president for life of which country that no longer exists?
Question 5.
I'm about to play a recording of a poem being read, a Lewis Carroll poem, and I'd like you to tell me the name of the poem. We'll let this play through and then I shall be back with the answers for the first 4 rounds this week.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought, so rested he by the Tum-Tum tree and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, The Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tuggly wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. "And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, O frabjous day, Callooh, Callay!" he chortled in his joy. 'Twas Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe.
And now, the answers.
Number one was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Number two was Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. You've been hit by a smooth criminal. Number three was Bapper O'Reilly by The Who.
Don't cry, don't raise your eye, it's only teenage wasteland.
Number four was Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?
And number five was Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Round two.
Round two was on fictional planets, and the answer to number six, Superman, comes from the planet Krypton. Number seven, Hoth, Dagobah, and Tatooine all appear in Star Wars. Number eight, the fictional planet that did not appear in Star Trek was Pandora. That's from the film Avatar. Number nine, Arrakis is the desert planet that first appeared in the Frank Herbert novel Dune. And number 10, Bizarro World is a cube.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on French borders, and the answer to number 11, G, was Germany. Number 12, I, was Italy. Number 13, B, was Belgium. Number 14, M, was Monaco. And number 15, A, was Andorra.
Round four.
Round four was the Who Am I round, and the person in question this time was Albert Einstein. If you only required one clue on question 16 to get that right, you score all 5 points. Otherwise, question 17 gets 4, 18 3, 19 2, and if you did get Albert Einstein but required all 5 clues, you score 1 point. That's it for Pod Quiz 1050. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to have a go at the prize round, I'll need to receive your entry by the 28th, please. Okay, some messages. To Josh, happy 21st anniversary to my favourite Friday night date, love, Sarah. Hello, and happy birthday to Kelvin from Liz. And happy birthday, John. Thank you for being such a good husband and dad to our 13 fur and feather daughters. All our love from Rachel and the girls, but mostly from Sprinkles. Bye now.